Imagine your relationship as a house. Most couples focus on decorating the living room, communication, or fixing the kitchen, conflict resolution, while completely overlooking the foundation beneath their feet. That foundation is trust. After 4 decades studying thousands of couples, John Gottman discovered something remarkable. Trust, not communication skills or conflict techniques, determines whether relationships flourish or fail. His research can predict divorce with over 90% accuracy after watching couples interact for just minutes. Why? Because he's measuring something most couples never consider, the subtle mathematics of trust that operates beneath every interaction. Trust isn't just a feeling, it's a measurable reality with mathematical precision. Working with mathematician James Murray, Gottman developed metrics that quantify trust in relationships, transforming abstract emotions into concrete data. The math reveals something fascinating. When trust is high, partners become active agents in each other's emotional regulation, helping move from negative states to positive ones through specific responses. Here's what's counterintuitive. Happy couples behave rationally during conflict, increasing behaviors with positive outcomes, decreasing negative ones, while unhappy couples paradoxically increase negative exchanges despite finding them more painful. It's like checking into a roach motel where entry is easy but exit becomes increasingly difficult. These patterns create self-reinforcing cycles that trap couples in destructive interactions. The research found precise percentages. 50.7% of couples used cooperative strategies during conflict, while 40.7% used mixed approaches, and 8.6% engaged in zero-sum interactions, where one's gain equals the other's loss. Most striking? Couples trapped in zero-sum dynamics showed 11 times higher mortality rates for husbands, highlighting how relationship patterns literally affect physical health. Trust operates at a biological level that precedes conscious thought. During low-trust interactions, your body enters a stress response that mirrors physical danger. Research shows unhappy couples had husbands with heart rates 17 beats per minute higher during conflict than those in stable marriages. Once heart rate exceeds 100 BPM, the body secretes stress hormones, triggering fight or flight responses that compromise cognitive function. This creates emotional flooding, an overwhelming state where you feel defensive, attacked, and desperate to escape. Men typically experience more intense flooding than women due to greater physiological reactivity to stress, explaining why they're more likely to stonewall during heated arguments. When flooded, crucial social abilities disappear. Humor vanishes, problem-solving shuts down, and empathy becomes nearly impossible. The connection between trust and physiology was elegantly demonstrated in hand-holding studies. Female participants received mild electric shocks while in an fMRI machine under 3 conditions: holding hands with their spouse, a stranger, or no one. With a trusted spouse, the brain's danger signals nearly disappeared. With strangers, full threat response occurred, showing how deep trust literally changes how our brains process threats. How you tell your relationship story reveals whether you're headed for happiness or heartbreak. Through the oral history interview, casual questions about your relationship journey expose your bond's underlying health. The foundation is the fondness and admiration system. When intact, you express warmth and emphasize good times together. When damaged, you display cynicism or criticism. Other dimensions include we-ness versus me-ness, using we versus I language, detailed love maps of your partner's inner world, purpose versus chaos, and satisfaction versus disappointment. These dimensions combine into one factor that predicts divorce with 94% accuracy. Happy couples emphasize good times while minimizing bad ones. Unhappy couples do the opposite. It's not about experiencing only positive events, but how you interpret your shared history. This story becomes carved in granite and powerfully affects outcomes as memories conform to the present narrative. A positive narrative buffers against irritability, while negative ones cause even dramatic improvements to be seen as temporary anomalies. Trust builds through attunement across everyday interactions, regrettable incidents, and conflicts, each presenting micro-trust tests that either strengthen or erode relationships. The ATTUNE acronym captures 6 dimensions: awareness of emotion, responding to subtle displays without blame, turning toward emotions, seeing them as opportunities for intimacy, tolerance, accepting negative feelings without judgment, understanding, grasping the meaning and source of emotions, non-defensive listening, hearing without defensiveness, empathy, feeling what your partner feels. In sliding door moments, partners make bids for connection. Research shows couples who stayed married turned toward these bids 86% of the time, while those who divorced did so only 33%. With regrettable incidents, attunement requires calming down first, then processing what happened by sharing feelings, describing perspectives without blame, accepting responsibility, identifying triggers, explaining these triggers, and making plans for next time. When negative events aren't properly processed, the Zeigarnik effect causes them to be repeatedly remembered. Trust erodes as cognitive dissonance develops between staying in the relationship and experiencing persistent negative emotions. Effective repair may be the single most critical process for relationship satisfaction, serving as the emotional glue that helps couples recover from inevitable conflicts. Research developed a comprehensive coding system for repair attempts, categorizing them into cognitive approaches, appealing to logic, presenting facts, and affective approaches, creating emotional closeness through warmth. The findings revealed that emotional repair attempts proved far more effective than cognitive ones. Specific strategies showed remarkable success: genuine displays of affection, statements of agreement, well-timed humor, vulnerable self-disclosure, demonstrated empathy, verbal reassurance, taking responsibility, and "we're okay" statements. Timing proved crucial. Preemptive repairs deployed within the first 3 minutes of conflict showed the highest success rates, while attempts made later rarely succeeded. This early window is critical because partners are less physiologically aroused and more emotionally accessible. The affective climate established in those first 3 minutes strongly predicted the entire conversation's trajectory. Couples who maintained high-quality friendships, built through consistent attention to bids for connection and nurturing a strong sense of we-ness, demonstrated significantly greater success with repair attempts. The ability to manage conflicts collaboratively depends heavily on how couples cultivate friendship outside of conflictual moments. Trust isn't something we simply have or don't have. It's something we actively build or erode through hundreds of small choices each day. The science shows that trust operates as a dynamic system that responds to our actions in predictable ways. When we attune to our partner's emotions, turn toward their bids for connection, and repair effectively after conflicts, we create a positive feedback loop that strengthens the foundation of our relationship. What makes this research so powerful is that it gives us concrete tools to transform our relationships. We don't need to accept disconnection or betrayal as inevitable. Instead, we can choose to practice the skills that build trust: emotional attunement, effective repair, and the cultivation of positive narratives about our shared journey. The question isn't whether your relationship will face challenges. It will. The question is whether you've built a foundation strong enough to withstand them. By understanding the science of trust, you gain the ability to create a relationship that doesn't just survive difficulties, but grows stronger through them. Trust isn't just about avoiding betrayal. It's about creating a secure base from which both partners can explore, grow, and thrive together.